Welcome to Sustain Your Vitality, the podcast that gives you a nurturing kick in the ass so you can take action every day to feel better, not older. Your lifestyle holds the power to change how you feel, and no matter your age or health issues, you are in the driver's seat. I'm your host, Zoe Connor, and I am a PhD level physicist, a well-being lifestyle alchemist, a travel strategist, and a retreat leader. Zen and Vitality with Zoe is my functional wellness studio. Join me for an intentional vitality retreat, for a whole new way to use travel to support your well-being. I'm here to help you figure out how to lower your stress, increase your energy, put yourself into a healing state, boost your drive and pleasure in life, prevent disease, and feel the best you ever have in your whole life with no regrets later. Let's go. This episode of Sustain Your Vitality is about solo wellness travel. So how often do you travel solo? Okay, let's get real. So how often do you do anything solo? Any new mother has experienced that sometimes you can't even go to the bathroom solo. I think that time to be solo is crucial to your wellness, whether you are someone who gets a lot of solo time or someone who only gets a little bit. So wellness looks different for every person. Social wellness is a very important part of your overall wellness. Social wellness is not about being constantly surrounded by people, thank goodness. If you are more on the extroverted side of life, constant people might sound amazing to you. So much energy can be gained from all the new friends waiting to talk to you. But if you're more on the introverted side, though, people are hard. They tire you out. Too much social engagement makes a strong introvert hide out at home, conserving their social battery time. So solo time is not about introversion or extroversion. It's not about your friends, family, coworkers, or anyone else but you. When you have a solo day, all the decisions are about you. Who decides what you eat? You do. Who decides when you eat? You do. Who decides when you take a walk or if you read a book? You do. You can eat your favorite foods, exercise, or rest as your body requests, socialize or hibernate. No judgment or expectations about pleasing anyone but yourself. Solo is grand. Now, I can hear some of you whispering to yourself, that's fine for an afternoon at home, right? But what about travel? Why would I want to go on a trip by myself? Well, wellness travel encompasses so many options for destinations and activities. Travel, particularly accommodations, often seems designed for family units or groups. Hotel rooms are priced for double occupancy, two people. Many tours and activities have a minimum number of people in order to be held. The world offers a lot of chances that make you think that everyone travels in a group and no one travels alone. But luckily, that is not reality, just a perception. Why do I say it's lucky? Well, because for many of my clients, they really need opportunities to be solo and to get away from their normal lives a bit. Notice I did not say alone. I said solo. When you travel, no one's waiting for you to take them to soccer practice. No work emergencies that require you to drop everything and shift gears. No one is hungry and staring at you. When you travel solo, though, you can stay at that cute little place you were eyeing but knew your family would never fit. When you travel solo, you can try new things without emptying your wallet for four tickets or finding one less spot than you need. When you travel solo, you can hustle to make the train easier on your own than with several other people in tow. Solo is an important element to my private well-being metamorphic intensives. In order to meet your retreat goals, you need to focus on yourself. Your retreat gives you three glorious days to reconnect to your own internal rhythms, rather than succumbing to the push and pull of other people in your life. Your intensive is not a free-for-all. It's a valuable upgrade to your lifestyle. It's not a vacation. It's work on improving your wellness. We start with what you're already doing, and then we add and subtract and blend and separate the details until we have a new creation, your ideal well-being lifestyle. Your personalized well-being lifestyle guide goes home with you and serves as your resource to implement these changes at home and at work. No loss of momentum occurs because you can't remember what you're supposed to do. No slacking because it got too hard, because your well-being lifestyle guide has phases to implement to keep it manageable. Just reaping the benefits of your intensive from now on is not enough. You want it to last. This is a pretty impressive ask for a 3-day solo experience. Your intensive starts with uncovering your wellness plus travel profile, which includes such details about your views on solo travel. Head on over to my website, the Intentional Vitality Retreat website, to check out your wellness plus travel profile. It's a little quiz. All you have to do is answer a few questions, and you'll receive 7 action items on how to make your next trip more supportive of your personal well-being. You might have questions. That's good. I love questions. You're going to be putting your profile to work to make changes to your next trip. But if you find that you need a little help doing this, creating this change to your next trip, then I love for you to schedule your wellness plus travel strategy session. This is the time where we get to talk about the details and the implementation, and I will help you apply your profile to your next trip so that it can be better. You can find all the links that you need in the show notes. You can head on over to the Intentional Vitality Retreat website. That's intentional-vitality.com. And you can also message me on LinkedIn. If you liked what you just heard and want more, you can check out my book, Wellness in Motion: Sustainable Travel and Embodied Practices for the Midlife Earth Conscious Woman. Or you can check out one of my 2 websites using the links in the show notes. I have 2 great ways for you to start working with me. I would love for you to take my Wellness Plus Travel profile quiz and discover which Greek goddess travels like you do. You will get tips for planning your next trip sent directly to your email. I would love to meet you with a free new client wellness consultation where we can discuss what working with me might look like for you. The show notes have the links for both the quiz and my calendar to make an appointment. If the Sustain Your Vitality podcast is helping you understand what you need to feel fabulous in every way with the least amount of effort, please share the show with someone who also needs it. Sharing is easy. Just use the sharing link in the show notes. The Sustain Your Vitality podcast is a gift from Zen and Vitality with Zoa LLC and Intentional Vitality Retreats, based in the state of Maryland, USA. All the podcast things, planning, recording, editing, and producing have all been done by me, Zoa Connor, PhD. Even though you can call me doctor, I'm not a medical professional, and your safety is your responsibility. By listening to this podcast and understanding any movement, nutrition, lifestyle, or health protocols discussed, you understand and agree to take full responsibility for your actions. Zen and Vitality with Zoa are not responsible for any injuries or issues that may occur. This podcast is intended for educational and informational purposes only and is not a substitute for personalized medical, wellness, nutrition, lifestyle, or movement and fitness advice. Always practice any fitness or movement-related activities in a safe environment. I make no claims about the effectiveness of the techniques or protocols discussed or any specific results you may achieve. I recommend you consult with your healthcare professional before changing your diet, exercise routine, or healthcare plan. Zen and Vitality with Zoa and the guests of this podcast are not liable for any injuries or health problems that may arise from following the information presented.